Man shoots and kills his pregnant boyfriend and stole the life of the victim's unborn child.
Thank God.
Jesus.
Thank. That's. God is real.
You have to be autistic to think your boyfriend's pregnant.
The Sony headphones.
Fashionista Pedro over here.
What do you do?
I do that.
You flip it that? Why?
I flip it back. Yeah. So I can have my headphones in at work.
So you wear your hat the same way that you have to go clean your penis?
Backwards.
Flip it back.
Flip it back. I started the bass.
And flip the lizard skin back and then
get that cream.
That fucking anteater fucking mouth, dude.
The Q-tip in there.
Get that cream cheese out of there.
Oof. Rub it on my bagels.
Ooh, this is a bad way to start the podcast.
What are you talking about, dude? I missed you, fellas.
I missed you, too.
I missed all this trash talk. What do you mean?
It's not really trash talk. We're talking about your uncircumcised penis.
Trash.
It smells like trash.
Garbage talk.
It does not smell that bad, dude.
Garbage talk with the boys.
It doesn't smell that bad?
Yeah.
Let me smell it.
Take a little whiff right here, boy.
A little scratch and sniff, dude.
Get a little scratch and sniff, dude.
A little scratchy dafty, dude. We've got a mechanical pencil over there for the producer, CJ. How do you feel about that?
Pretty cool. You know, I think the Unabomber would frown upon it.
Why?
Oh, the Industrial Revolution, dude.
Yeah.
Fourth Industrial, yeah.
Oh.
You got to go with the Natch. Just like a stick with charcoal.
Yeah, that guy did not like machinery, huh?
No.
R.I.P., dude.
Did he do anything about it?
I shouldn't have started because I don't know what the drops are, but we've started, and that's what it is.
Surprise.
Zam, Zaddy.
I think that was the perfect time to drop that.
That was nice, dude.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I enjoyed
hella
that.
Annoying.
Whatever,
and really annoyed me.
That was cool.
It's catchy as fuck.
I looked up Barbie drops, and I thought that'd be appropriate.
Zam,
no, I'm sure it is. It's Zaddy. Just that culture in general is annoying to me.
I was kind of thinking that, you know, this past weekend, the Barbie movie and the Oppenheimer movie came out.
Yeah.
If I wasn't lazy and also raising a daughter right now, I would have totally cut a trailer of those mixed together, because what a good movie that would be.
Ah, would be phenomenal.
If the Barbie movie is happening, then simultaneously they're just creating the nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Bomb Barbie world.
Barbieheimer.
Barbieheimer,
dude.
Burnt like a Barbie.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Did you say Chris?
Christopher.
Christopher Nolan.
Yes, Obama is the Antichrist.
That's true.
I don't believe that whatsoever. That's one thing I don't agree with Alex Jones.
You don't think so?
No, I thought he was the greatest president we've had.
I thought he was the Christy Christ.
Obama and Big Mike, dude. Well,
that's what it is, dude, you know?
That is what it is.
That's where we're at in this world.
You are out of order.
Ooh, you are out of order. Dude, have you seen this little video going around of the shapeshifter on the airplane?
Oh, dude, I heard about this.
You heard about it?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't see the... I saw the video of the lady freaking out.
He fat.
Stop it, dude. Quit being silly, dude. Quit being silly. I saw the video of the lady freaking out, and she's, like, legitimately, like, in fear. And she's like, That fucker right there, right? She's like, that fucker right there is not real.
It was a guy with a turban on.
That fucker right there is trying to steal the plane.
Shoot the freaking
dude.
I'm slacking on my producer duties today. I didn't bring my headphones, my microphone, my connector for the videos.
Guy?
So that's what happens when we take a week off, is I'd forget how to do my job.
Yeah.
Do you have a connector to daily from this to the iPhone?
Shit, I don't think I do.
I don't think we do either, dude.
That's no bueno.
Were you just too busy fucking rubbing one out before you got here, dude, or what? Okay, Noki! That's enough.
I said, that's no bueno.
Uh-uh, that ain't no bueno, dude. What the hell? What'd you forget? Why so forgetful?
Mm-mm.
No. Shit out of luck, boys.
No videos today, I guess. Sorry, guys. That's my bad.
Producer slacking, dude.
We only had that one video, right?
Yeah.
So
anyways, this chick.
This bitch.
She sees this guy in a green hoodie.
Yeah.
And he's like, she sees him shapeshift or something like that. And this video to me.
We could watch it since it's the only one, and then you could just pipe it in after.
Let's do it.
Let's watch it, dude.
Pipe in me later, dude.
Two f- but I am telling you
right
now,
real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Damn, dude.
It's funny how the emotion is choking up her voice so much.
It kind of gives me chill. Like, the first couple times I've...
Yeah,
it kind of gives me a little bit of chills, to be honest with you. Because there's been a lot of videos on airplanes kind of and, like, happening lately. But what's weird about that one, too, is so then they have to, you know, land the plane, emergency, like, take everybody off. There's, like, a three-hour ordeal. And then usually, like, she would be arrested or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't arrested or anything. And well, now nobody can find
her.
Well,
I think they were...
Yeah, isn't that the thing now? Nobody... She's like gone.
She's like ghost. She like went in ghost mode, damn, dude. Ghost
weren't
mode.
They still sitting...
She went airplane mode, dude.
Yeah,
disconnected.
Weren't they still sitting on the tarmac at that point, or...
I think they had to land, I believe, because Carrot Top then had a video saying he was on the plane, and she was just missing an airbud, but... You know the prop comedians, dude.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He pulls out a fucking five times the size...
A lizard.
Yeah. Man, no, that was wild. No, it did give me chills too, dude, because, like, I don't know. You see the videos of the people on airplanes, and it's just usually just freaking out over, like, insignificant shit.
Yeah.
Like, just move a seat or whatever, whatever right. It may be. And then that one, like, and then her voice is, like, getting choked up and shit. So I was just like, oh, man, who knows?
What a Karen.
They're out there, dude.
She's a Karen.
She's a straight Karen, huh?
Shapeshifting Karen.
Shapeshifting Karen. It was her.
Made me uncomfortable, but just because I'm like, ugh, that lady's
But maybe she's terrified.
Hot. Nah. Well, I mean, she is hot, but it just that when I hear that voice, I just like, ugh, get, stop.
And also,
I don't want to hear it or be around it.
She does the...
Yeah.
As above, so below, dude. That's fucking devil
like the Karen shit.
Karen
shit, yeah.
That's devil stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like as below, as above.
Oh, it's the
yeah, something like that when you do this. So with two fingers.
Oh, I don't know, dude. I don't worship Satan.
Well, I was watching YouTube videos. I went down a rabbit hole.
You went down a rabbit hole?
Yeah, dude. I was trying to find the tits.
You went on fapping?
Scurrying around, she's on dude. There? No, she's not on there.
Yeah.
Everybody save.
No, her. Nobody can find her now, dude. She's lost. MIA.
Maybe she was the one who wasn't real.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the... Plot twist.
But no, there's another plane. This one dude, supposedly he got on the wrong plane and then he like screamed and like ran off. But when I first saw that video, it was shown as like he saw a shapeshifter too.
Oh,
I don't know if the narrative was changed or what it is. Because that's the thing. It's like, then we were talking about this before you got here. Kind of like news organizations stuff kind of take these videos or whatever. Like, oh, this is a hoax.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not saying anything further than just saying, this is a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy lady in the sky.
It's easy. It's easy.
Karen. I mean,
it's easy to dismiss it as that.
There's all these people on airplanes now looking around like, what the hell? Your face is shifting. You're a lizard person, mm-hmm. reptilian.
Black.
Damn. I mean,
when did we.
Who do you think you are?
Nice. Throw me that intro, dude.
Nice, dude.
That was smooth, too. That made up for all the failures.
If we would have caught up to it a little bit quicker, would have been better, but...
I didn't know what he was doing. He scared me.
I didn't either.
That's crazy people.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nick. It's great to be back here again. Obama just lost his personal chef. I do catering. I think it would be...
Great fit.
How do you think that he...
And you're suicidal.
And I'm suicidal.
He loves that.
And he drowned, so that's sad. And stereotypical.
Damn.
I mean, can a man get a break? Was he catching crawdaddies down there or something?
Crawzaddies. Damn, daddy. That shit's lit, dude.
He was murdered, dude.
Well, I know.
Murdered by the Obamas. The Obamas and the Clintons. The Body count. Bring them up.
And I'm Pedro, folks, and thank you for joining us. I just want to say, as a PSA, if you still put a bumper sticker on your car, dude, you're dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Dumb as hell. Who do we got here?
That was it. Okay. Hi. I'm CJ. Follow me on Instagram. CJ Talks Funny. Sometimes I do stuff over there. I fucked up this week. Didn't bring anything I was supposed to. I'm a bad producer.
Also, he's selling bumper stickers. CJ Talks Funny.
Yeah. CJTalksFunny.com.
Get your bumper sticker. It says, fuck Pedro.
Yeah. Pedro's a simp bitch cuck, dude.
Get your Pedro's a simp bitch cuck, dude.
Damn, that's harsh.
SBC.
That's a little hard.
SBC.
South Park SBC, dude.
Yeah.
That's what they call me.
I mean, you could get a little technological, more technologically advanced than a bumper sticker these days. That's kind of part of the point, I would say, right? Like, why not get some, you know, they got those little things like the Uber drivers will put in the back window. It's like a ticker and shit.
Yeah, dude.
You know, you can put, you program it to say whatever you want.
We're still allowed to call them that?
I remember the ones at Spencer's and you push this button, like it moon this little puppet. You can get one of those. You get one of those. That's classy. That's, sick.
That's way better than a bumper sticker.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I was just pissed off today. I saw this dude in a Chevy truck lifted, of course, and said hashtag global warmer.
Nice.
And then he had a, you know,
fuck, yeah, fuck the planet.
Yeah, fuck Joe Biden sticker on it. That's good. Yeah, he had a good, that was a good one.
That's these, like a 5 for 20 pack.
These colors don't run, they reload. That was another one. Clever. Clever as hell. What kind else?
I mean, if you have to reload, that means you missed the first clip.
Yeah, idiot, right? Don't California, my Arizona. That was another bumper. I mean, that guy was.
I actually have that one in my car.
That guy is fully bought in, dude.
That guy is cool as hell, dude.
We could sell that guy a lot of shit.
He's MK Ultra, dude. For sure.
MK Ultra MAGA.
They got him. They brought him in, bro.
It was kind of funny when I read hashtag global warmer.
Mm-hmm.
He hit the gas in his diesel. You know, Chevy
lifted
truck. That's
the worst. With the black
smoke came out. I was like, that's kind of ironic, but funny to me, I guess. And I guess it's funny to him because why else would he fucking do it?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I fully support that man.
Doesn't sound like a bad guy.
Yeah, sounds like a really good dad.
We should get him on the pod.
We should have asked him.
Right?
Yeah.
Going 90 down the 51. Hey, sir.
Pull over.
You're kind of cool.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, no, I just thought it was funny, man.
Yeah.
How people just make it their whole personality.
Yeah, it's starting to drive me a little nuts, the whole, like, we were talking about this a little earlier with the Obama thing, where, like, Obama's chef died, he, like, drowned or whatever, and everybody on right-wing libertarian fucking hype beast Twitter is tripping out immediately. They're like, oh, he's been murdered, just like the Clinton chef.
Damn.
The Clinton chef got murdered too?
He drowned, yeah. One of the Clinton's chefs drowned.
He drowned as well in the same lake?
History repeats itself.
Whoa.
In the same lake?
He's trying to shapeshift into an alligator or something.
Trying to catch a plane and shapeshift on, dude.
But it's just, you know, like, not every single possible thing. Like, they...
Yeah, black man drowning. I'm like, yeah.
Like, obviously.
There's no conspiracy here.
How is this a conspiracy?
It's just so annoying sometimes to me. I don't know why. I'm just, like, kind of over. I'm like, you guys... Like, the right literally has a chance to capture the culture right now because the left is so fucking insane. And instead, they're just going to go right into their old fucking crazy,
full-blown
loony
Alex Jones
bullshit.
Dude, yeah.
So you think no foul play?
No, well, the story was like people saw him like kayaking and he went over
a black man kayaking.
No, he was paddleboarding.
A black man paddleboarding.
Was this lake, river, ocean?
There are videos of him learning to swim also, like as an adult.
That's adorable.
That's cute. Are they up on his Instagram?
He should get a refund. His family needs a refund. You are
but yeah, like the story is that people saw him paddleboarding, he went under and then he didn't come back up.
Damn.
And then they immediately started to like drag the waters for him, trying to look for him. They couldn't find him. They had to regroup. Then they found him and pulled him out of there. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Where's the murder part?
Mm.
Like, was Obama under there? Like, I gotcha.
No, it would have been Mike.
Good old Mike, dude.
Oh, yeah.
People forget about him.
He's a good swimmer.
Maybe
Hill Dog. Could be Hill Dog, too.
Yeah, I mean, she could have been under there. It's slithering. And
what if they sabotaged his paddle boat?
Paddleboard?
Yeah, what if they...
His paddle boat, dude.
What if they dosed him?
Oh, true.
Could be.
He's trying to breathe in the water.
Yeah.
They poisoned him and he just croaked over. He's like... Ugh.
It's a good way to go out.
For sure.
Damn.
It's just this MK Ultra MAGA. It's not...
Yeah. It's...
I'm teaching
getting
my little...
Getting annoying.
Well, you know what they say. You paddleboard too close to the sun. You're going to get burnt.
I'm teaching my daughter how to swim, dude.
Oh, yeah?
That's kind of been fun. We finally got comfortable with going underwater. And now she, like, wants to do that all the time. And I'm just like, you still... You understand you can't breathe, right? And because sometimes she'll pop up and she's like coughing a lung out. I'm just like, homie, you can't breathe.
What are you, Obama's personal chef, that we tell her?
Well, she still swims better than that guy. So
true. Her record's still solid.
Right, yeah, 1-0. Yeah, no, that's been fun, though. I've been getting to the pool like every day, dude. It's been warm out here in Arizona.
Right. No kidding. And
over to CJ for the weather.
Well, it's hot and sunny out. My balls are sticking to my leg.
Yep.
Sticking to Pedro's leg. My balls are sticking to everything, folks. They're it's like not
those,
good.
It's like those sticky hands that you just throw.
Yeah, yeah, I do that under my stomach.
Nice, dude. Leaves an imprint for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
All right, so no foul play with the Obama personal chef.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Do we finish
Obama
with the?
Obama is the Antichrist.
Do we finish with shape shifting? Is that off the record? Are we done?
I don't know, dude. I might shape shift right now if you talk.
Do you think there's shapeshifters out there, CJ? Yes or no?
After he just said he doesn't believe a conspiracy,
he goes, he's like a black man all of a sudden, dude. Trying to make chicken and waffles for the president.
With a pack of cools.
Smoking those menthols in the White House kitchen.
Yeah, dude.
Shapeshifters, I don't know.
It was a yes or no question.
It was a yes or no question. Yeah. There was, I don't know, was not an option.
Yeah, yes or no?
No.
For the record. Whoa, no. No.
That's a hard no.
You hard no too?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, they're out there, dude. They're fucking squirreling around out there, dude.
Squirreling?
Yeah.
Like animorphs?
They're morphing into anything. Those motherfuckers aren't real, dude.
Yeah.
Or Biden's. Biden's.
So you think that
Biden's health secretary is a shapeshifter?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's true. Definite. God, what's her name? Who cares?
Sergeant
really?
General Tranny McGee. I can't remember.
Cutmaster 2000.
And she's like obese, isn't she? Like, how are you the health general? Yeah, <dude. laughs> what the hell's going on, dude? Just nothing healthy about this bitch.
Just because you're obese doesn't mean you're not healthy.
That's completely a false
not
statement.
True. What are you talking about?
You're obese, homie.
Dude, she's healthy in body and mind.
Ooh.
What are you talking about?
Sure.
Nothing.
Keep telling yourself that. Honestly, she's probably going to live longer than me.
Well, yeah, that's easy.
That's a given.
You got 10 years tops. Me and CJ have a pool on it.
Damn, a death pool on me?
Yeah.
Damn. Over or under 10 years?
He's over. I'm under.
You give me more than 10?
Well, it's 12 max.
Definitely not making more than 12.
Yeah. I took the riskier bet.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Reward.
Bigger reward. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You usually do that.
I'm going to start paddleboarding soon.
Once like year 9 comes around, you guys secretly try to like kill me
just to hit
the death pool.
That was like that one story that you brought a while ago, a couple weeks ago, about the guy that saved the girl, tried to kill him 3 times.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Memories, dude. Memories of a loaded gun in my mouth. Now look at me, folks. I'm thriving.
It's true. Dude, remember when we went shooting?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was so much fun.
That shit was fun, dude.
Met your daddy for the first time.
Oh, my daddy. You met my daddy.
And your daddy met Mike. Yeah, that's what I said when I saw him, dude.
Dad boners. Rachel's dad and my dad, dude.
Oh,
bonering
dude.
Hard over guns. Shooting guns with hard dicks.
AK-47.
Well, how else are you supposed to shoot a gun?
Yeah, that's true, man. It still blows my mind shooting a gun for my first time, how easy it is to shoot a gun.
Oh, it's super easy.
Yeah, so easy. Just
you expected it to be harder? Or
I don't know. It felt like weird. Like it was programmed into me through playing like video games.
Mm.
And not, yeah, was like, not like saying like there's a correlation between like video games and violence, just the form of like the comfortability of like, okay, you hold it like this and you shoot it and like,
yeah, it's like the I've done this before in virtual reality, you know, like it wasn't real, but you know the format of it and you know.
The first time I shot a gun, there was a big disconnect between my expectation and the reality of it.
What was the disconnect?
Just how violent it is. Like, I shot the gun, and it was all BAM! And I'm just like, what? Like, I literally had to set it down and be like,
first time
holy shit.
What kind of gun was it?
A 9mm handgun.
Mm. Yeah, it was. Fuck yeah, it was.
That was the first time a 9mm blew in his hand, dude.
No, he has a 9mm, dude.
But it really shocked me, like, just how...
How old were you?
How you're just handling an explosion in your hand. Yeah. It just, like, didn't...
God
I didn't put it together.
The more
you know?
I think about it, the more I like the guy.
How old were you?
I was an adult. Epstein I can't remember.
Epstein age or dark web age?
Older. I was beyond Epstein age. Yeah. I think probably in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
Who's loser, dude?
She would have gone at 27,
That's
dude.
That's crazy.
I'd probably shot a couple like 22 rifles or something like that when I was a kid, but I don't really remember.
Whoa, you were blacking out when you were a kid shooting rifles?
Yeah.
You were trailer trash, dude. Gotcha.
I didn't
One for the board.
No, me neither.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, it's fine. The viewers at home. That's our inside joke.
Your inside joke with the viewers.
What about you, Nick? Do you think shapeshifters are out there?
Yes.
What are they called? The Akanashis? What? The
Akhenaten Jews.
What are they called? Oh, those are the Jews. My bad.
Akhenaten Caesar.
What are we talking about?
What are they called? Jews, lizard people? What is it?
Yeah, what is
they have the nose, the snout.
What's the correlation
That's
between
as much
that?
Of the snout as they could fit inside the human casing.
Ashkenazi? No. What are
the Anunnaki?
Anunnaki, dude. I was close. Come on, guys.
Idiot. Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki Jews, dude. They're out there.
I just think there's endless possibilities inside of our universe.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say no to a thing.
I mean, if you believe in like different dimensions and shit, of course.
But it's like, dude, it's like they've been like trying to open up black holes and trying to like go into space and things with AI, you know, saying there's UFOs, saying there's aliens, life in different forms. Like, I'm just like, I don't know, man. It could be possible. I
feel like the shapeshifter mythology is older than the UFO mythology too.
It is. Oh yeah, exactly.
The snake in the Garden of Eden.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then also just in the pyramids, all like the weird animals and things there.
And the Native American mythology with shapeshifters and
they're full blown
skinwalkers.
Yeah, skinwalker.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Wind talkers, dude, all that.
Skinwalker Ranch. Always goes back to the Epstein stuff.
Is that what it's called? Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, it is.
Why is that? I don't get it.
It's just funny that you jumped from Skinwalker right back to Epstein.
Well, they both got me crawling on my skin.
Yeah, back to the Jews immediately.
It's all connected.
Yeah. It's all connected. Ashkenazi, yeah. Anunnaki, they sound similar, dude. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm just saying the way that... Was it Terrence McKenna or who was it that talks about how...
That guy did a lot of drugs.
We used to... So do I. We used to do we were moving with nature and evolving with nature. So like time was like, it was slower, but at our rate now, like we're just like improving and changing and like our surroundings and growing without nature. Time is just evolving so, so quickly where it's like, I saw this video of this guy in China on a plane that he wakes up and he's like terrified. And he's like, I've woken up the same life and this plane crashes six times. This is my sixth time waking up. And I'm just like, is there like, are we getting tears in the fabric of reality? Are like different dimensions seeping through? I mean, if like there's parallel universes, which there probably are,
you can see
at some point, don't you think like something would spill or seep through? And like now the way we can like capture things, it's harder and harder to hide that or to push it away. I don't know. It's crazy how much that can change with one shapeshift, dude.
Yeah. McKenna's thing was the time wave theory or whatever, where like time is speeding up. And it was supposed to coalesce in like 2012, where we would reach the singularity.
The Mayans believe that too,
right? I mean, it's,
look at them now,
you know. Gone, extinct.
We don't know where they went either, right? We're still no mystery.
No, they went into space, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Singularity, 2012.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro! Hell yeah. Froggy, you said it, brother. Yeah.
When is singularity coming?
I don't know.
I'm singularly coming every day, dude. What are you talking about?
That's a lie.
That's true.
If somebody dresses like that doesn't come every day, something like this comes every day.
Yeah, dude, you're wearing white after Labor Day, dude.
Is that, you're not supposed to do that?
I don't think so, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
It's bad luck, I guess.
It's bad luck, yeah.
Well, motherfuckers, come at me, dog.
It's bad luck to be white after Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day was never meant for the whites.
Yeah, that's true.
True, yeah. It was a tool that the whites used.
You're a tool that the whites used, dude. What do you think of that?
It's kind of true.
That's very true.
Pedro's like trying to discredit it. He's like,
I'm
can't.
Not discrediting. I was fully agreeing with it. In my head, I was like, holy shit, he's got a point.
Finally.
I am a slave.
I'm on the board, dude.
I am
I'm
a
being
slave.
Oppressed. God damn it.
Hell yeah.
What is that, dude? You got a new little toy?
Yeah,
are you going to share it with me? I haven't smoked in 2 days.
Oh, fuck. That one got me. Yeah, dude, it's too hot to smoke joints outside, so like, I had to just get a little pipe so I can just do little hitters in the bathroom.
Oh, God, that smells so
you
good.
Still sober, dude?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
How long is it?
I don't know.
Don't ask him about it. Don't ask him about his size, dude.
Oh, so you're talking about penis size now.
Yeah.
I was thinking about penis size recently. Yeah, well, I'm probably somewhere between about 6-7 pounds.
Damn.
Wow. He's got a hog.
Yeah, check that out.
He's a run of the litter, they call him, dude.
Yeah, it looks like a football. Ladies.
That'd be so terrible. You got ballast point? It's a good one. It's so good. What about penis size? What were you thinking about penis sizes for, dude?
So I could make that joke.
Oh. Look at that head on that, dude. Doesn't even compare to CJ's. His is way bigger.
And frothier.
And frothier, for sure.
That's weird. It shouldn't be frothing.
Really?
Does it make sounds like clicks and...
Slaps.
Yeah.
Some wet farts. Sounds.
It's weird, like toxic sludge is falling out of your penis.
Toxic sludge? Why is it toxic?
Like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon.
Cowabunga, dude.
A runt. Bradford called me a runt, I think.
Ooh.
He said he's a runt, all right. Did somebody say runt?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
He's a runt on the litter, I saw.
Runts runt are good, litter. Too, by the way. I could go for that candy.
Runts?
Candy.
Runts are good.
Mm-hmm. As a lure or what?
Oh, yeah. No, they lure kids right in your car.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing. It's mostly just for like YouTube videos, but like how easy it is to lure kids in with candy. And I've been doing
it's amazing how easy it is.
I do a podcast actually, and it's about a certain kind of candy. And it's I talk about my results.
Nice.
This Sour Patch Kids watermelon. I got two Mexican kids and a white kid.
That's a study that you're an ongoing study you're working on.
It's a social experiment that you're working on.
Yeah, just curious.
Like Sour Patch lures the Mexicans in for sure. I got four last week.
The Musketeer bar, that brings
that's
in
white.
The Down syndrome.
Just like.
Which they're in high demand, to be honest, dude.
Are they?
The Dems? Yeah, their stock is rising, that's for sure.
Everybody thought the stock was Downs, but.
I heard the other day that Bobby Lee didn't actually get molested by a Downs, and I was like, that breaks my heart.
That breaks my heart, too, dude.
For that hypothetical
story.
Uh-huh. Is that true? Where did you hear that?
On a podcast, he said.
Yeah,
that.
I heard it. I heard it was all
because he was starting to get in trouble for like bringing that story up in the past, like for like words and phrases.
But that's the thing: is if it's true, then you shouldn't be getting in trouble. But if it's then he does deserve to get in trouble. Yeah, so why would he do that?
He said it was a joke that he made up, and then he just kept on running with it, and it was part of like his origin story. So he wanted to like keep it.
That guy's whole life is a lie.
That guy's whole life is a lie.
Yeah,
especially his fucking. Love for Kalila, dude. Mm. All that's been a lie. She's a liar, dude. I'm calling her out. I'm calling her out, dude. Kalila's a liar.
I don't want a podcast beef.
She's a manipulative person.
Take it easy,
dude.
I'm not involved.
There's a whole Reddit subreddit on her just being this evil person.
She's a shapeshifter.
She's a shapeshifter, dude. Yeah. She's shifting.
Bradford said you look like a gay Merle Haggard, Nick.
That's pretty nice. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Carol Haggard, dude.
That's Girl Haggard.
Come on, you guys.
Nice. Merle Faggard.
All right. That's enough.
Sing us a little something, Nick.
Lay off me, dude.
man.
Yeah, man, for sure, dude. So there's these sleep scientists. I saw this article.
What?
That
they're studying sleep now.
Yeah, well... They were trying to
what
figure
is the
out,
world coming to?
They're trying to figure out ways how to advertise to us when we're
you
sleeping.
You have to capture the kids, and then you have to figure out how to get them to sleep.
Yeah, sure.
Get them in your sleep.
Yeah. 50 milligrams of Sour Patch Kids does it pretty well.
Oh, yeah. They love that sour fizz.
Yeah, straight in the veins.
But, so they're doing this thing, like they're talking about advertising, trying to find ways to use sound and smells to manipulate you.
So then when you were sleeping, you'd like dream of their products or crave their products. And they actually did it on this last Super Bowl. Coors Light did it.
Really?
They tried it out. And they've just like kept on going with it.
How are you gonna like? What are they assuming? People are asleep during the Super Bowl?
No, because like it's things that you're absorbing during daytime that then stick some like the smells and like sounds, and then they match up. So then when you're dreaming, it just hits you somewhere in your REM. So 40 of these scientists like push back on the program. We need to stop this because like it's
gonna get out of hand.
It's evil. Yeah. Like it's crazy. Like why? I don't know why they ever thought it was a good
We're
idea.
Infiltrating people's brains.
Yeah, constantly.
But that's going on anyway. So,
but then when you sleep, you're not even safe. You're like, that's how like programmed we are. Like we're almost becoming a computer in a weird way.
You know, it's weird. It's funny you say that because like, I think I got a hit of dopamine in my sleep the other day, dude. Because like I dreamt that I opened up Instagram and I had like two messages. And you know when you see that little red circle next to like the notification? It's like the notification circle.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool. Who, you know, it's like that little tiny drip of dopamine. I swear to God, I got that in my dream the other day.
Whoa.
I like, I was dreaming and I was like, look, opened up Instagram and I saw a little fucking red thing. And I was like, nice, two messages. Who could it be?
That reminds me of that video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but the kid is asleep. There's like a little kid who's asleep and he's
What video are you talking about? Hold on, dude. What the hell?
He's like having a bad dream or something. And then then he starts to scroll like this. He starts to swipe, scroll. And then he like chills out and starts to sleep.
I love that for that kid.
My wife, dude, my wife fucking slept talked.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, dude, she was
trying to talk to Burger King or what?
Yeah, she's saying Nick's name.
I want a Whopper double fry.
No. Yeah, Burger King is one of the other companies.
She was definitely smelling Burger King because I farted.
Burger King's been pissing me off lately, but we can talk about that later.
I love their advertising, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the King, dude.
Did I talk about this already?
No.
It's annoying.
At BK, have it your way. Come on, dude. That's catchy. They're going retro with the commercials.
The thing that bothers me is that they put out a new burger every couple of months that's just a different color, and they're like, new special.
Yeah.
You put food coloring in a burger bun.
So you didn't.
Quit fucking with. That's not new or special.
So you didn't eat the Barbie burger?
No.
Yeah, of course you didn't, you faggot.
Can't afford it.
$17.99 for a Barbie burger.
I went face first into those fucking beef patties.
To those Barbie patties, dude. Those Barbie buns, dude. Oh, man. They do have a Barbie burger, though?
Yeah, Barbie burger, and I think it's like with the milkshake and a
pink
donut.
Bun or what?
Oh, that's McDonald's.
How'd you know?
That's not just
they're infiltrating your sleep.
I'm a genius marketer. That's why.
Yeah, the coloring is so dumb though. It's like, oh, the black burger. It's like, why would you want to eat that?
Yeah, for the blacks. It's for the blacks.
But why would black people want to eat a burger that looks like it was pulled out of a dumpster fire?
To be fair, you brought up an article about a black person that killed somebody and barbecued them. So,
You make a point.
I don't know.
I would have gone to that barbecue.
Yeah.
Dude, you go to any one of their barbecues, you can. It's crazy. You never throw one of those invites.
That almost is dark, dude.
People in third world countries literally die of diarrhea, mm-hmm. and here we pay $11.99 for it. It's crazy.
It's insane to me, actually, that people aren't more weird about food dyes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, trying not, like, I understand, like, they'll slip in from, like, here to there, like, little things, you know.
Sour
Patch Kids. But on a real note, like being like giving your child like food coloring and food, like I'm like that.
Yeah. Feeding them shit that's not food.
And it's literally like that's ADHD. That's like diseases. It literally comes from this. Like the food that we feed our kids, like it is literally giving them like brain damage. And like literally, it's like, it's crazy to think like parents or people just being like, ah, it's fine.
Medical disclaimer right
well,
here.
Then it's true.
Isn't it true?
I don't know. I think it's like the convenience
Look
or
it
like
up.
The facility of it. Is that a word? Like the easiness.
Yeah, I saw one
it.
Thing that was like Kraft macaroni and cheese and one of a kid's drink or something like that. If they consume this, it's like over 500 times the amount of these certain chemicals that we should be absorbing.
Yeah.
That lead to like all these diseases that we're creating.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, if you look at our children now, it's like, We're just shooting them up with crazy medicines and giving them chemicals in every every turn. I saw this thing on
the same time, food dyes and ADHD is top search. Let's see. According to WebMD, which has sent me on many a spiral.
Study he landed in the ER because of fucking WebMD.
Just a couple weeks ago. A study of nearly 300...
LOL.
LOL, I'm a severe hypochondriac, probably because all the fucking food dye my parents fed me.
Same. I remember putting it in food.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Like, this is going to be cool, dude. It's green beer. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
A study of nearly 300 children by the United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency in 2007 showed that the consumption of food containing dyes could increase hyperactive behavior in children. But, I mean, the food that you're putting dyes in is also full of sugar that's and bullshit. That, so.
Yeah, that's, and other chemicals and, yeah.
Well, it's like it's so different. That's the UK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the UK. And there, it's like they're... You know, all their food is
different.
So much
there's
different.
There's like over 2,000.
It's so much more regulated than it is here.
Oh, yeah. America's
here, the FDA
crazy.
Is fucking approving everything.
Bro,
dude.
It's, like, I think there's like over 2,000 in just our frozen aisles that isn't allowed in any other country.
That's insane. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
We're poisoning our people.
I saw this thing, too. Like, right before you guys got here, it was a thing on McDonald's and like the potatoes that they use.
Yeah. So they're so good.
And I know you like potato talk, and I know CJ says this too, so I feel like we should talk about this.
Yeah, let's
so they use like a certain kind of russet potato.
Hold on. CJ, what's your favorite type of potato?
Hey, CJ. Hey Bradford.
Bradford, favorite type of potato?
he left. See what happens.
Why do you have to say that?
Do you see what happens?
Yeah, but this is interesting.
Yeah.
So they only use.
Welcome back
hot
to potato talk.
Hot potato. Toss it over to Nick. He's got a point.
Okay, so McDonald's uses russet potatoes from Idaho.
Rusted.
Russet.
Oh, russet.
Rusted
potato. Yeah.
And anyway, so like these they only use this particular kind of potato that's only grown in this one place for the size and everything. These potatoes, a lot of times, like when you get potatoes, they have like that black, like kind of growth or that you cut off or anything like that. They won't use any potatoes that have that on there. So what they do is they use this like chemical to spray their potatoes.
Mm.
And then once they spray the potatoes, the farmers don't go out there to their farm for 5 days because it's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't go out there to farm. After the 5 days, they get them. And then once the potatoes are finally done, they then put them like a little like a bunker. So then they can expel all of their gases because they're not edible for 6 weeks.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. But they were free the other day, so that's cool.
I've been on a, like, eating healthy kick again. Well, I've been on a eating what I can afford kick, but it happens to be just vegetables and eggs and meat.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel a million times better. My stomach pains that I was having forever have fucking subsided.
Yeah, you had bad stomach pains, too.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty crazy the difference that it makes.
Yeah.
I ate at In-N-Out again not that long ago after probably about 3 weeks, maybe 3 to 6 weeks of eating decent. And I went to In-N-Out Burger, and I tried to keep it cool. I did, like, a protein shit, so it's just lettuce wrapped around the burger patty. No cheese, no onions or bullshit. But I did use a bunch of that secret sauce shit and still got like a stomach ache, and it's probably from the sauce bullshit. It's probably full of high fructose corn syrup.
Oh yeah, for
shit.
Sure. I'm sure.
That
have
or,
you tried the viral In-N-Out burger with the grilled onions burger? Fucking sick.
What do you mean?
They do like it's been like I don't know, it's like a new popular thing that's like happening there. So it's like a whole grilled onion, two of them. And that's the bun.
Ooh.
Caramelized onion bun. Dude.
Yeah, that sounds good. Stomach ache for sure.
Is onion that upset sounds so you? Good. Why do you say that's bullshit? Like onions. Is onions bullshit? You said cheese and onions and all that bullshit.
Oh, I don't know. I just am saying like just trying to minimize what's on it to
Homie,
just
go
meat
to the Flying
and
Dutchman.
Veggies.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Go to the Flying Dutchman. It's just
well, he calls his asshole.
Get over here, boy. Try this Flying Dutchman out.
They're a bunch of crazy people.
Damn, that remix drop, was good, dude. Yeah. That remix was solid.
That got me hyped, dude.
Hell yeah.
Because you're a hype beast, dude. You're like Mr. Yeah. Beast right now.
You're all a bunch of crazy people. Zim, Teddy. I can get down with that, dude.
Oh, yeah. I can get down with that anytime.
Shit.
If I've met a girl that uses Z's instead of D's, I'm like, dude, I'm getting my D's Z'd tonight.
I'm gonna get my ZZ tonight, dude.
Well, Zaddy's a
that's
a
definitely
thing.
That's definitely ZZ Top, dude.
Whoa,
I'm a ZZ Bottom myself.
Zaddy's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It's like you know, a guy who like dresses fancy and shit like that.
Is that true? Look it up. Mm-hmm. I want Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, seriously, give me an Urban Dictionary on Zaddy.
The Urban Dictionary version.
Give me Urban Dictionary on Zaddy, please. This is
give me the N-word dictionary, please.
I'm surprised you guys don't know about this. You're usually the ones that are on top of
this. Damn, Zaddy, don't come at us like that.
Turns out you're the Zaddy.
An attractive man who is also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
Mm.
Present.
Did somebody say my name?
Back to your
ZZ Top. Back to your
ZZ Top,
dude. There you go.
Going full circle on this bitch.
Well, almost went wrong. Turn that Texas town.
Damn, dude.
That's a good one.
That's going to be the rest of the podcast, folks.
We're done.
We got about 20 minutes of that.
37 minutes.
Well, we have to end on a bang, and that was.
That
was untouchable.
That was the top.
Fucking untouchables with Robert Niro over here, dude.
Oh, man.
Stop it. You guys are pissing me off with this shit.
Damn. So, yeah, I've never heard Zaddy before.
He's being a hard Zaddy over here, dude.
Yeah, you've been Zaddy. He's Zaddy alert.
Zaddy stern alert. Zaddy, dude.
Mm.
Yeah. Love a stern Zaddy.
But, yeah, dude, I can't imagine a girl actually saying Zaddy.
It's annoying.
Real annoying. Do you know some?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I say it ironically, like jokingly, but just like to close friends and stuff. Not really. To his Zaddy himself. But.
That's probably what Michelle Obama said to the personal chef.
Damn, Zaddy,
this is fire. Yeah.
And Obama like, heard it. He's like, yeah. Mm.
He looked over at his hitman.
Drone strike. A full fucking Taliban wedding.
Yeah, he's like,
are you getting married anytime soon, son?
Because I will miss the target.
Purposefully.
Indiscriminate murder by our government is hilarious.
Will you be miles around the radius of a wedding? Because then I'm coming for you.
You better watch out.
You better watch the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody that loves toys, man.
Obama?
Yes, Obama is the Antichrist.
He did love toys. Like he's like, you got those little drones flying around. He's like,
let me fly one of these. Whoops.
He probably did it. It's like, God damn, I'm bad at this shit. Fuck. He's like playing video games. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm Call of Duty.
CIA is like, don't
Whoops,
ever let
Whoops, hit a journalist. Whoops, hit an American. Shit.
Don't ever let Obama have one of those remotes again.
Give him a fake remote like you do to your younger brother.
Whoa, good flying there, Mr. President.
Even Joe Biden's in on it. He's like, Barack.
Where am I?
Oh, man.
That's fine, dude.
How is Joe Biden doing? I saw a nice video of him the other day.
He's a Zaddy himself, dude.
Nibbling on a kid.
Yeah,
dude.
He's just munching on toddlers. And
again, dude?
Yeah.
Hey, what's crazy, dude, like, I don't care if it's the fucking president. Like, if somebody did that to my daughter, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some old fucking, like, bar, bar, bar,
straight
bar,
sucked like, to the face, dude. Yeah. For sure. That's like the video of this, it's a family, it's a Catholic family, and they're getting their child baptized.
Gay.
And
weak.
Gay for sure, but they're getting their child baptized, and the kid won't stop crying, and the priest legit, like, at first, like gives him a tiny smack.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the dad's like, all right. Okay.
Yeah, the dad tenses up a little bit, but he has like a smirk.
Yeah. And then like towards the end of the video, like the kid's still crying his eyes out because they're dunking him in water. Like, what the fuck? And then the priest gives him like a solid smack.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad just like rips the kid out of his arms or something like that. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
dude.
You couldn't keep me from choking that motherfucker.
Dude, I would stab him with a crucifix. I do not give a fuck.
I'd be like,
if we're in
what
God's
the fuck
house,
do you think you're doing?
You're going to stab him with a, you're going to crucify him
I'm
in the church.
I'm going to crucify him in the church.
This Sunday service just got wild, dude. You just got gave trauma to many families.
I don't give a fuck, dude. And it's crazy. You're touching
have
like
you the ones
hitting
where
my
like
kid.
Dumping the kids like back.
That's
forth.
Insane.
Yeah, those Russian Orthodox ones.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
That's fucking wild, dude. Yeah.
Let's check in on old Joey B.
For
here.
He's a jolly
hold on,
good
before
fella.
You play this, I saw a video. And it was just like out of context completely video, but
well, perfect. Thank you for just disrupting the show.
I don't think it's this one. He's like giving a speech and he's like he like stumbles over something. He's like, oh, I just stepped out. It's black. And like the video cuts. I was like, God damn, they're getting Joey B so hard.
He's
right
hilarious,
now. Oh,
dude.
He's so funny.
He should have a late night show after this.
Late night with Joey B.
All the liberal cucks that would do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Makes you want to throw up.
Cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can.
Sir.
We didn't have cancer as we know it. Cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can. We didn't have cancer as we know it.
Well, I didn't hear about that, Joey B. Joey
cured
Biden
cancer.
Cured cancer.
So glad that he's leading the free world.
That's wild. I mean, he deserves a little bit of credit for curing cancer under the radar, too. He didn't even try to take the credit.
He's saving it for the voting. 2024.
Oh, 2020. Well,
he's like, remember when I solved cancer and I didn't bring it up?
It flew under the, 24-hour news cycle.
The cuckoo nest, dude.
Oh, damn. Flying under the cuckoo's nest. That's Joey
B. Yeah.
So that's our president.
That's our president, which I respect.
Absolutely.
I can't even, I'll go blue in the face just talking. We could talk about it every time, Ellen said.
Blue
it
wave.
How is this happening? Like, how is this our reality? This is the fucking guy.
Because nobody will do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because we all just sit around making podcasts about it instead of fucking.
That's we're making a change.
Storming
dude.
The
dude,
Bastille.
Dude, we're doing something.
We should storm the Capitol.
We should storm
if
the Vatican.
If we get a big enough. Yeah. Storm the Vatican.
Yeah. That's what the next storm should be.
I don't know, man.
Get rid of that penis room.
There's a penis room?
There's a penis room
What's
in the Vatican, dude.
Molds of all the kids' penises.
A mold of all the kids' penises that were on Epstein's Island. No, it's like all the statues, all the old like Roman statues and all that. They chiseled the penises off.
They keep it in room.
I know they did that.
Yeah, and then the Pope goes in there every now and then and sucks on them. And
yeah, well, you can't
fresh.
Have sex with anybody else. Might as well get into the penis room and give yourself some pledge, dude.
Yeah, he definitely can't have sex with anybody else. Literally doesn't happen. Which is also a funny thing to be like, I need a religion where the guy that I'm looking for, like, a message, like, I'm making sure he's not fucking anybody.
Yeah, the idea that they're like, oh, he needs to be chaste and, like, have control over his impulses. And then you're like, literally everybody who does that fucks kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they just go...
Case in point.
They just live like fucking it all pents up. They're like, I don't masturbate, so I don't even think about my penis. And you're like, that can't be true. Yeah. It's
when
never
I
been
see
true.
A child, game over. I'm so dedicated to God, I will not come.
Yeah, look at Gandhi.
Seriously.
Well, he tested himself. He put
he did.
Hot children in
yeah,
his
he's
bed.
Like, look how small my penis is, kids.
His hot 14-year-old granddaughter is in the room with him.
And then the Dalai Lama just goofs around, sucking tongues
Stuck
and stuff.
My tongue.
That's funny. That's comedy.
That's comedy. For sure.
Maybe the Chinese were right about you.
What did they say?
They like are proud that he's like on the run from the Chinese government.
Why would he do the Chinese government?
He practices, I don't know, whatever, like an outlawed
freedom.
Religion. Yeah. Yeah, the freedom to suck kids' tongues.
He practices freedom. That's why they're after him.
Yeah, they're like, get back here.
He's a patriot. You know, that famous patriot, the Dalai Lama.
Damn, is that what it is? The Dalai Lama's just a big patriot, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not
going to
abide by your rules.
He still says the N-word.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, multiple times.
He can, though. He's able to. He's dark enough.
Oh,
he's Puerto Rican.
So you're giving him the pass.
He's Puerto Rican.
He's Dominican.
He's Dominican? That's crazy. I get him also mixed up.
Yeah.
He's
you never heard of Dominican Buddhism?
It's the only kind I know.
Moving on. That's what they're doing, dude. That's what they're doing out there, dude.
No, I know.
It's the Dominican Buddhists out there.
You shapeshift, dude. I thought I was on an airplane for a second, dude.
That motherfucker's not real, dude.
This fucking hoodie wearing guy is scaring me.
I'm sorry, man.
Eyes twitching. Man. Shapeshifters, dude.
They're out there.
Potatoes. Colored food. Fucked up, dude. fucked up as
food of color.
Food of color. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Seriously, yikes. What are you doing?
Come to Burger King for the newest special, dog. This shit fly the fuck. It's gonna fly the fuck off the shelf.
Sam, Zanny.
More saucy than eating your booty, old bitches. Lick the cream from the top. We got the milkshake on the side, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we got purple fries that just got edible last week.
We doubling up on the diabetes medicine today, homies.
You got ADHD today, son.
I'm gonna lose my left foot. I don't got my right foot either.
We putting on Sam picking our burgers, boy.
We ain't scared of no sodium or salt. We fine.
That's crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Burger King's up to it again, dude. Infiltrating our sleep.
The king.
Infiltrating our sleep.
The king's out there.
He's
dude.
Always watching. He's always creeping those episodes and those commercials. It makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, infiltrating yeah. our sleep, dude. That's gnarly.
Well, it's just scary what every company is doing to get more and more of like. I mean, you talk about it a lot. Like, literally, we're losing our freedoms at a pretty rapid pace.
Yeah. And yeah, it, I mean, we're slipping into Brave New World.
And it's going, and then all of a sudden, it's 5 years later, and it's like, what the fuck? What was the 90s?
Yeah.
What was 2000? What was 2010? But, I mean, the pandemic, obviously, was...
Accelerated the process.
Yeah, they changed so many laws. Didn't For California's sure. change? This is completely off topic. Like, to, like, what is, like, to be a pedophile or something like that? Like, what, it's not, like...
Like, the definition or something?
Oh,
or
it's, you don't it's, get, like, you don't get a felony charge or something like that for
something
it?
Like yeah. that happened in California.
Look it up, dude. Check it out.
What am I supposed to Google search? There's, you've given no details so far.
Say, California passes bill, changing...
They just, like, lowered pedophile. The penalty, right?
So I think that's what they did, yeah. They yeah. made it not...
They lowered the age.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
if
sure
she's,
that's what
if
they
she's
did.
Young enough to act, she's young enough to fuck.
Harvey Weinstein's motto. Yeah,
sure. Harvey wasn't a bad guy, dude.
Harvey was not
he
a bad guy.
He gave roles to the women. They are depraved whores. And now they got their movies. Now they want to come
yeah,
after
now
him.
They come
now
after
they want
to
come after him.
Yeah, do you want to be empowered or do you want to be victims? You've got to choose one.
Exactly. I would have sucked his dick.
Good.
Apparently, for a Marvel movie?
For a Marvel movie? Yeah. For an Avengers flick?
I'd let him come on a houseplant inside of his office. I don't give
yeah.
a shit, dude.
I'll watch yeah. him jizz on a houseplant for a role.
I'll watch you jizz on a houseplant. That sounds awesome. I will honestly watch how the plant grows. Yeah. It probably is great for plants.
Probably. Yeah.
The
it's
way
a lot
that
of protein.
Plants love the way men talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if we came on them or
imagine
talking to them.
Imagine if
oh, yeah.
we made love to our plants.
Oh, we should, dude.
Oh,
probably a better lover.
Oh, look at your leaves.
Okay.
Look at those luscious leaves.
Turn over
dude.
Your new leaves, dude.
The bill in question from the Los Angeles Times. The bill in question is Senate Bill 14 by Republican Shannon Grove. Who
14? That's too old.
That's a conspiracy in itself, dude.
The bill would make sex trafficking of a minor a serious felony, a California designation that makes it eligible for our
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. It should be easier to traffic them.
Meaning 25 years to life. If you hit the third qualifying crime.
What's the third? The third
finders
defense?
Keepers, losers weepers. Dude, that's what I've always said. That's yeah. the section 14 on that.
Looks like, okay, so God, this fucking article. Get to it already.
Yeah, articles are miserable.
It is such horseshit what... those
when
authors,
I'm actually
like,
looking into something too, like I'm like, I see an article, same way I know you do, and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to search a couple of these like things at, you know, yeah, to yeah. search to find an article I can read about. It's like, you can't.
No.
It's literally them describing out. They watch the video and they're like, this is a hoax. I watched the video. They're like, okay.
I don't want your personal opinion. Just give me like a fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Analysis is dead. Journalism is fucking dead. It's crazy.
Our freedom.
If you want to learn anything about an article, who was it that said it? I can't remember who said
hashtag
this, but
global warmer, dude.
If you want the information, read the articles backwards because like the actual thing you're looking for is going to be buried
bottom,
down
yeah.
like 16 paragraphs.
10 advertisements later.
Yeah. I think that was Thomas Edison.
And then you're not sleeping right, that. Dude.
Yeah. And then you're not sleeping right.
I'm sleeping, dude. I'm dreaming of men.
Kind of a lot of men.
This fucking Bud Light getting in my brain, dude. It's crazy.
So the reason why there's a controversy over that at all is mm-hmm. that some prosecutors say, or some people are saying that the prosecutors could charge victims of sex trafficking with a felony.
Yeah, don't. Why your dumbass get caught, dude? Like, you're a whore, so you don't have rights either.
You're slacking, dude.
Yeah. You're literally a prostitute.
You suck at trafficking kids.
I'm six. You're a prostitute. I don't care if they got you.
Help me out here, dude. Give me a little hand with that bag.
Why don't you keep it in the bag, dude? Just keep it classy.
Keep it in the bag.
Keep it glassy.
Dude, keep it in the bag. It sucks, dude. I want to talk about some keep it unfairness, glassy, dude. Not trying to have another kid wearing condoms when you fuck, dude.
You're fucking with condoms again?
Yeah.
Yes. Boo.
It's that not good.
Sucks, dude. Honestly, yeah. I think I'm shooting blanks because I come in every time. It hasn't happened yet, so.
Maybe drink more. That'd probably help.
Yeah. Fucking puff on this vape a little bit more.
Yeah,
dude.
A little smoking
that
more.
Sperm don't want to live, dog.
That sperm's offing itself before
it
goes out.
We chilling in here, dog. We got that triple berry ice. We got those Modelos.
Hell yeah, boy.
We out here living, finally. Are you sure you want to do this?
Plus, you're out there in the heat all the time. You're probably fucking baking those babies.
You think that happens? You bake your babies? Bake your beans? Can you bake
your beans?
Can you, can you bake your beans?
Yeah,
I'll wait.
The heat will definitely kill them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Damn. I don't know. There's a lot of Mexicans. It's pretty hot down there.
It's true.
It is, dude. And honestly, like, they fuck like rabbits, and they produce a lot of kids.
Quickly and...
So I don't think it's my
fault.
Quick
and to the point.
Yeah, I don't think it's my fault. I'm Mexican. I can produce kids. Yeah.
You think your wife has grown barren?
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying she's white.
Is that when you call her when you're not attracted to her anymore?
Barron Trump.
Why you acting so barren?
She gotten big.
She was so barren, dude.
She full non-binary, dude. I call her barren around the house.
Bro, she been making this fucking sourdough.
Yeah.
She made crackers
with her pussy. Smells like yeast 24/7.
She's just growing.
It's killing your sperm.
She handing out starters to everybody, dude.
She's growing spermicide.
She's making those McDonald's potatoes, dude, in her pants.
Yeah, can't eat them for 6 weeks.
Can't eat this pussy for 6 weeks until the cream starts working.
Don't talk about my wife like that, dude.
You're pissing him off, Nick.
You're making me mad.
You started it.
My fucking...
You started
my
it.
My beans are baking right now, dude, all right?
Pedro, you need to deal with your anger, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Here's six ways you can do that.
That's true.
Let's learn.
You guys, hold on. Do you guys think I'm angry?
Yeah. Well, we don't think. Your wife has talked to us. Like, you...
She's asked for help.
Yeah, she sent us this article.
Have a group chat with your wife. He's drinking all the time. He's so angry. His balls are so hot.
So hot. They're running at 102 right now.
He gave me a yeast infection, and then he makes fun of me.
His penis steams out like a tea kettle. His yeast infection says I'm making sourdough. No, but she made crackers the other day from the sourdough fucking... They were so bomb.
They're called farts.
Crackers making crackers.
Crackers making crackers.
That'd be a good podcast for her. You should pitch that to her. She made crackers with the sourdough?
Yeah.
Nice.
They were bomb.
I'm sure they were, dude.
I should have brought some.
You should have.
They're in a little Tupperware at home.
Yeah, that little Tupperware.
Yeah, I'm about to go have me a turkey Sammy, dude, with some sourdough bread that she just made this morning. I didn't know she was a master baker, dude.
Well, she's a white woman.
True, huh?
Bored.
Unsexually fulfilled.
¿Quién crees que eres?
They start making bread when they don't come.
It's that German blood in her, dude.
They start making bread when they don't come. It's hilarious. Oh, that tickled me, dude, for real.
Germans are naturally good with ovens.
That's very true. 7 million out of one time.
7 million sourdough breads. Yeah, man. It's been good.
So what are some ways you can deal with zanger? Are these interesting or no?
How can I deal with my zanger, dude? Zaddy?
Well, this is from Time Magazine.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a good magazine.
They almost made Donald Trump on his person of the year. That I still sometimes think about the picture of him in the White House with a Time person of the year, and it's a picture of Donald Trump that's like on his wall.
Yeah, that.
And I'm like, you made that for yourself. That's so fucking funny.
That is awesome. You're the president of the United States, and you're like, ooh, that's cool. I'm going to order one of these.
He made himself the person of the year and then framed it. He's like, I need to put this up somewhere.
Dude, it's his vision board. He was manifesting.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so funny, dude.
So, people don't like to feel angry, and most people who do feel angry want to get rid of the anger.
Are Republican.
Says Brad Bushman, a professor of communication at Ohio State University who studies the causes, consequences,
Brad
and solutions
Bush.
To human aggression and violence.
I don't trust anybody with the last name Bush.
But it also makes people feel powerful, especially over a lady.
Mm.
Getting angry at a lady? Don't make me mad.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'll punch 5 more holes in the wall.
It is pretty nice getting angry over ladies.
Oh, punch a hole in your face.
God, watch them cower.
Ooh,
just watching them pee their pants. Nothing makes
me feel more powerful.
Watching a woman pee their pants and you're yelling at them with a hammer in your hand, just
tail between,
smacking them.
Tail between
you're
the
holding
legs,
her
dude.
Against the wall.
Oh my God, holding a woman against the wall. Stop.
Stop.
He's wearing white after Labor Day, dude. Calm down. Dude.
It's to hide the stains.
Yeah, don't put a fucking black light on me, dude. I'll light up like a Christmas tree.
Black lights matter. So we asked Bushman and other experts to share the healthiest ways to cope with and express anger.
Mm.
What do you think number one is?
Mm. Punching.
Screaming. Fuming.
Oozing out hatred for the other person.
Yeah, find a staircase.
Take a breath. Take a moment.
Count to 10. That's in there. It's got to be in there.
There's a little bit of that. So the first one, focus on relaxing.
Ooh, that's so easy to do when you're pissed off.
Yeah. Instead of venting.
You know how you want to murder somebody at this exact moment? Just imagine relaxing.
Jesus Christ.
Which you're
a little bit of beer.
So far away from right now. That's why you're literally blood is pumping.
Plus, when you're really, really angry, it's nice for somebody. Like it's good when someone reminds you, hey, try to focus on relaxing.
That's nice to say to somebody. That will cool their jet.
That's my
favorite.
How
do you relax? Close your eyes. Take us there. I want to be there.
How I relax?
If you're mad, I'm like, relax, baby. So where do you close your eyes and where do you take yourself?
You should be asking your girl this question because you tell her to calm down all the time.
She never calms down.
Exactly.
I'm training like a puppy. Keep on saying until they calm down.
That's where I go when I need to relax. I think about a puppy and I just squeeze and I fucking squeeze until it goes like, and then I'm all, I'll let it go. Oh, and all the anger just flows out.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then the puppy loves you more afterwards, which is crazy. It's so stupid.
They are really dumb.
Puppy, aka women. Is that not what
that's not really cool for you to say that, dude. You can't talk about. Yeah, dude, you can't really talk about stuff like that.
Sorry, dude.
What's the next one, dude? What's the
you don't squeeze them like. All right, never mind. Let's keep going.
Well, the common analogy for anger, it's like steam accumulating in a pressure cooker. To avoid an explosion.
Like in a Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon style.
Is this some kind of. Is this Q? This QAnon?
Oh, it's QAnon magazine, not Time. Yeah, shit.
Fuck. He was person of the year.
George Bushman. So to avoid an explosion, the theory goes, you should blow off steam. Mm. But that's actually the worst thing you can do, says Bushman.
Really?
Yeah. When we're angry, he explains, we're highly aroused. Well, he knows us.
That happens to me.
For sure.
It's strange.
Angry boners?
Yeah. Like when I'm fighting or I'm upset, I get hard.
Angry Boners was my favorite app, my favorite game to play on my phone.
That ever happened? Angry Boners. You just flick boners to crash buildings down.
I think it's trauma. I think there's some kind of weird trauma behind that. I don't know what
it is. Do you actually get angry boners for real?
For real.
No joke?
For real.
No fap?
No fap, dude. Even when I start getting irritated or like mad, I will get hard.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why your girl fights with you a lot.
Ooh, yeah.
She's trying to get that angry boner in her, dude.
Free.
You so mad, Daddy.
Oh, man.
When we're angry,
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, because you got a softy, dude.
Angry
you got
boners?
Soft serve. Your McDonald's soft serve. The ice cream machine's always broken.
You can't eat it for 6 weeks.
Got that big flurry, dude.
Got that big softy, dude. What the hell? What's happening to me?
And when you vent or and when you vent anger or blow off steam, you're just yelling, screaming, kicking, hitting.
Good like, movie.
Damn, Bushman.
It's like four or five.
Damn, Bushman.
You're stabbing, punching, throat kicking.
You a savage, Bushman. What the hell?
Throwing Sam down Sandy? The stairs. It keeps arousal levels high, he says. It's like using gasoline to put out a fire. Oh, great analogy.
Bushman's done it again. What a writer.
What a fucking author that guy is.
Instead, you should reduce that arousal level.
Ooh, by coming, jerking off.
Try thinking about your significant other.
That's why I'm mad. That's the reason. It's the problem.
That's the reason I'm mad at heart right now. So that's the reason I got a stiffy, and I'm cursing her out at the same time, Bushman.
Bushman. I got pinned up against the wall with my dick.
Bushman says, turn down the heat by practicing deep breathing. You nailed
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, deep breathing.
Meditating, yoga, or progressive Ooh. Muscle relaxation.
Babe, I want to fucking kill you right now, so I'm going to do some yoga.
Yeah. You're being a real bitch right now, so just please hold.
Goose Brava.
Take a time out.
Yeah.
Time out's good. Like a cunt. Hey, babe, you're number being two. A cunt. I want to murder you. Let's take 10.
Time.
That's a good one. That's a good one. They love that.
Timeouts are good. Yeah. You get 3 timeouts to fight.
Tony Fiore, who has been teaching anger management for decades,
oh, wow.
with a focus on repairing relationships, he says, take a time out. One of the first tips he imparts to his clients. It's okay
Question.
To get away from each other.
Can you... Is this me putting them in timeout?
Send the coin. Hey,
take a timeout.
You're going to timeout right now because I'm fucking.
Damn, you just turned into Randy Savage there, dude.
You're going to timeout.
Because I'm going to take a timeout,
brother.
Pissed.
Yeah. See that wall? You stare at that wall.
You stare at that wall. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm for you, man.
You want to see the bottom of the staircase?
Just punching the side of the wall.
If you prevent somebody from leaving, they can become like a wild animal.
Whoa, dude, in bed.
Sometimes getting away from... Since you pass that one. Sometimes getting away from...
Like a fortune cookie,
by the way, we all need to hear Pedro's solo podcast from last week.
Oh, absolutely, you do, dude. I talk so much shit about you guys. It's great.
Edison's Music AZ, I will just be standing here in the corner with my rage erection.
See, not the only rage erection.
A rage erection.
A rage erection.
Dude, that's a good band
also
name.
Also our side project.
Rage erection, dude?
Dude, nothing like a rage erection.
Nothing like a rage erection. It's like the resurrection, but it's a rage erection. Erection.
I like that.
I do like that a lot.
It's a rage erection.
Yeah, dude, rage erections are a real thing. I can't believe you've never got one of those.
Rage erection against the erection.
Rage erection.
I feel weird because I didn't hide my dick. I didn't hide my hard dicks. I'm like, why are you getting hard about that? That is weird.
Yeah.
Rage erect so the machine, dude.
No, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I do not get rage erections.
Do you get erections? Honestly.
Honestly, yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Being completely sincere with you guys, my friends here.
I believe in shapeshifters more than what you just told me.
Come on, do you want to see me get hard?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Pedro's ding dong shifts shapes.
You're like, fuck, I gotta go.
That should shift changes for real,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
It goes from fucking 1.5 to maybe 4.
It's not bad.
That's a shift shape.
It's bigger than I would have given you.
Yeah? Thanks, yeah. Dude.
How big is your penis for real?
For real? I'm a solid 5.5. 6 inches. 7 maybe. Yeah. Just keep going up.
It's like for 10 and a half.
All right, this is pissing me off. So what else do we got?
He's gonna get a boner.
One thing
here.
You can do.
I get hard as fuck.
One thing you can do to
I got pre cum in my pants.
Get
dude.
Your boner down. Try the 30-30-30 intervention.
Ooh.
What the hell is that?
You got to lower your stimulant arousal, so you have to think about it like a 30-year-old or somebody of age.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I'd get soft real quick.
Yeah.
When you're particularly fired up, it can be difficult to take a step back and consider how you want to proceed, says Laura Beth Moss, supervisor of the National Anger Management Association.
Bitch.
Dude, she's so cunty. You can already tell. What's her name? Laura Beth Moss?
I hate her. Hate everything about her.
First, take 30 seconds to extract yourself from the situation.
He extracts himself, all right.
Then spend 30 seconds doing something else, like a breathing exercise or even planning what you'll have for dinner.
So, it's over, so you leave. Okay. We're fighting on this couch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Screaming at each other.
I found the text messages, you bastard.
And then I'm like, I need to take 30 seconds to extract myself from the situation. And I'm going to go think about what I'm going to make for dinner. I'm just like in the kitchen.
You cheated on me.
So completely ignore the problem for
potatoes?
90 seconds.
Potatoes? I don't know. Yeah, potatoes. Food coloring? We'll dye the hamburger buns? I don't fucking know. What are we going to fucking...
What are we eating for dinner?
And why am I always fucking figuring out dinner? You fucking whore!
And next, see, the thing that you didn't do that, yes, you, that would have worked is... You have to use the final 30 seconds to create a coping statement that will help de-escalate your emotions.
So not to choke her for 30 seconds.
Don't choke her. Don't choke her.
A form of coping, I would say.
So 30 seconds to cope? How do you, yeah, what's an example of this? What do you do?
You think of how you can reach a happy medium. I think that's what it's saying.
Say you're fuming about how much of a jerk your boss is.
Tom's such a jerk.
That's a very escalatory, confrontational thought, says Moss. A reframe would be something like, I don't prefer it when my boss talks to me in a condescending tone. But deep down, I know I'm not a product of that relationship.
What the hell?
She is such a bitch,
dude. She's a dumb bitch, dude. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about,
dude. She thinks all of her employees like her. I'm the head of anger management. You can't. You're hard right now, Gary.
That sounds like victim blaming to me. Yeah, also, seriously. She says you might not like the situation, but with the right perspective, you'll be able to tolerate it.
Oh my god, dude! She just sounds like Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my god,
for real. Keep an anger log.
Ooh, this will be fun. So it's like a diary for your anger.
Yeah. For you, it'd be like every boner you get.
Like, I want
to. My anger log.
I want to murder her. I want to kill her and strangle her. She took everything from me, just in your journal.
Yeah.
Don't read my anger journal. Don't read my anger journal.
I'm constantly looking at other women and fantasizing about them.
She stole my prime years.
I was at a 35. I was at a grocery store, and I dreamed of stabbing the person in the eyes and ripping them out.
Mm-hmm. But while I was doing it, I was picturing my significant other.
But now I said, I'm going to write this in a journal, because that's a healthy way to cope with these ideas I have.
I'm not going
to
play this out, but I will write it down.
I will write it down so I can come back to this and come to this.
Yeah, seriously.
Number 5, use assertive communication.
Listen, bitch! Yeah, that sounds like that would make me harder.
Yeah, you're hard. And then you have to use assertive communication.
Well, I'm saying if they're trying to be more assertive to me, I hate that shit. Like, I'm the alpha male here, dude.
Listen, cunt.
I'll take my hard dick out right now.
what you're not getting, Nick, is that the goal of assertive communication is to share your feelings, explain to the other person why you feel that way, and let them know what you hope to get out of talking about it together.
You're a dumb bitch, and I don't agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what.
And explain why you feel like she's a dumb bitch, Pedro.
Jonah Hill. Carry on, Jonah.
Because you post pictures on your Instagram of you in bikinis with other men.
Surfing.
And now let her know what you hope to get out of talking about it together.
And I hope we can come to a conclusion.
He did say
that results in me controlling every behavior you have.
Exactly.
Results in you not having any free will.
I get it.
Very good. See, and look how calm you are.
That's I literally calmed down, huh? That's crazy. That worked.
That was super good. So I did that. True or bad, Jonah Hill movie.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I get it now.
You want to kiss me or something, dude? Well.
Can I join?
Yeah, you can.
And the last.
What's the last? Is this a good one? Are we ending on a nice?
No. Seek professional help.
That's actually probably the best advice.
That is
probably, and there's actually a link to both of their companies.
Get marriage counseling, please.
So like actually six terrible ideas. Seven's like, seek professional advice. Like, I mean, what's going on with
Once
you?
Once again, we should read articles from the bottom up.
Yeah.
That's true. That goes to show.
From bottom to up. That's, if there's anything we learned, that's what it is.
That's how I start my sex life, too. Like, I always start at the bottom, but I always end up on top.
So you start as a bottom, then you
then I always on finish on top.
First you get paid. Sure. Then.
I wish, dude. It'd be nice to get a little peg action.
He said paid. Like, it would be nice. It would be actually kind of dope if, like, your significant other gave you, like, 20 bucks. That was sick.
Like, they did dope, dude.
That's for licking my tits like that. I'm like, thank you, dude. $20? I'm going to get a fucking Barbie Happy
Holy
Meal.
Holy shit, dude. I'm going to go get a fucking pink cheeseburger.
From one pink cheeseburger to the next, dude. Yeah, dude.
From this double whopper to the other.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Less hair, for sure.
At least they wear hairnets.
That's true. Wish my girl was out wearing a hairnet, dude. It'd be awesome.
Yeah?
A little cafeteria lady. A little cafeteria pussy.
Dude, I used to have a hot cafeteria lady.
Serving up the slop.
I legit used to have a hot cafeteria lady.
Yeah, you have low self. What do you mean? You have. What's the word?
She had menopause.
Can you help me? It's gross.
Can you help me insult me? Low standards, you fucking idiot.
There you go. Thanks. So which is true. Why was she so hot? Why was she so hot?
Why was she hot?
Yeah,
she always wear red lipstick.
Oh damn, that's your standards.
That's my standard. Red lipstick. You won me over.
Oh yeah, that's hot. That's hot as hell.
That's hot as hell, dude. She had a
red lipstick on.
Whoa, holy shit! CJ just got 10 times hotter.
Damn. Does the lipstick match drapes, dude?
Mitch.
God, I hope it's not red down there.
He was talking about the reverse drapes, dude.
What's that?
Hemorrhoids, baby.
Oh.
And yes, it does.
And yes, I have them.
So let's roll out really quick on a story, if you guys don't mind. I know we're running a little late, but we didn't see you guys last week. And
I think it's worth it, yeah.
We can run
long.
Let's do it.
Let's get a story, baby.
From lawandcrime.com.
Hit the purple button really quick. The other one.
That's cute little fucking.
That is a cute here. Little noise.
Man
start again.
Shoots. Man shoots and kills his pregnant boyfriend.
Whoa!
Wait, one more time.
Man shoots and kills his pregnant boyfriend.
It was a great show this week, everybody.
And then himself in a murder suicide.
Damn! Double murder.
Can you read it one more time?
Double murder, first off.
Can you read that headline one more time?
The Florida man, let's keep going. The Florida man who allegedly murdered his pregnant boyfriend and stole the life of the victim's unborn child.
Thank God.
Jesus.
God is real. God is real. Shapeshifters are dead, dude. That is God. That's God.
What a
that's
fucking
God
hero.
Is finest, dude.
What a hero, huh?
That's Revelations, dude. That's Corinthians 11:13, where the fuck it is, dude.
Believe it or not, the man who killed his pregnant boyfriend.
Genesis. You were thinking about Genesis. Genesis. Yeah, you were thinking about Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
In real time.
Genitalis.
There's something there.
That man has a lengthy history of terrorizing the people in his life, as indicated in court documents. Apparently so.
To come to the point of murdering
your boyfriend, pregnant boyfriend. You're saying he's deranged?
He's a lunatic, you're saying, dude. What are you, what are we doing here?
He needs to read the seven things on anger,
yeah, dude.
He should have read up his
done the 30-30-30 method, yeah,
that
dude.
That 30-30-30 written all over it.
Yeah, dude.
That would have solved everything.
He practiced assertive actions instead of assertive communication, yeah. Dude.
He didn't explain to his pregnant boyfriend why he was angry and what he wanted out of the conversation.
I didn't think you could get pregnant.
I thought you were a man.
I thought you were a man with a pussy.
And
what
I
the
know
fuck?
It's going to be a black baby.
Hey, Mom. My boyfriend's pregnant.
Who is
this? Hey, honey. What's going on?
I hate when you get your fucking boyfriend pregnant, dude. There's nothing worse.
There's nothing worse than getting a boyfriend pregnant. Yeah, the mom's like, I told you not to call us ever again.
Mr. Clab in the chat, he should have just pulled out. That's a good point.
That is
solid
true.
Point,
he
should have
just
Clab.
Come on his butt or whatever.
But have you ever felt a good boyfriend pussy, dude? that shit locks you in.
That BFP, dude.
Well, they're like the female dogs. They grip. They hold you in.
Get
dude.
Stuck
yeah,
in there.
Get stuck.
Yeah.
Until they're done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The penis on the inside grabs on.
We will create more of us. It's like the hills have eyes, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Except the hill. Never mind. I was going to say something stupid.
No.
No.
You can let one fire every once in a while, dude. Feel free.
The hills have
all
eyes,
the world's
dude.
A stage, dude.
All right.
Riley John Groover, 26 years old, shot and killed himself.
26 years old.
Was Groomer his last name?
After carrying out the homicide.
Ooh.
His mother identified.
Double homicide. Can we acknowledge the child in that man's belly?
Yeah.
That was a.
That's a double homicide.
No, that's a demon. That was a demon. That's a demon and a child.
That's Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
A fetus
dude.
Isn't a person.
No, not until it's talking.
But, all right. Continue.
Please. His mother identified.
Y'all need God in your life, dude. That's what I'm saying.
I need something good in my life.
His mother identified.
A great old dick, dude. He's some God G-O-D. In your life, dude.
You got my fucking boyfriend pregnant tonight, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Bussy is bussy. All right. Thanks for that, Mr. Glab. So, his mother identified the victim as Camden Ryder.
Ooh.
21, a transgender man.
A groomer and a rider, huh?
Yep.
Paper bag rider.
A transgender man who was 8 months pregnant.
Damn, 8 months?
That is
it was
wild.
Almost a child.
Yeah, it was almost a human
yeah,
being.
It
there.
Was almost unabortable.
Technically, he just performed a New York abortion, if we're being honest.
Yeah, you shoot your boyfriend in the stomach, and shoot yourself in the head.
Damn it. All right.
What happened?
The video's paused again.
Oh,
what a bummer.
God.
Catch you next week, folks.
The incident happened in the community of Inwood in the city of Winter Haven. Who's shit, dude?
Where is
the
it?
Address is
3844.
First responders and medical staff at the hospital could not save the unborn baby despite all efforts.
Yeah, sure. They really tried. Yeah. Again, hallelujah. Yeah.
Imagine the doctors and then I was like, well, oh, we can't do anything about this.
Imagine the ER guys like, so we're in the, you know, they're heading to the hospital like, hey, doc, we have the boyfriend, he's pregnant. 8 months pregnant, the guy is. And the doctor's like, hey, honey, it's going to be another late night. I have to pretend to save a baby from a boy.
No, honey, don't get me. They're gay. All right?
I have honey. To pretend this to save this baby that these insane people are trying to have.
I'm doing the Lord's work, babe.
It's another,
I'll be home late.
It's another late
don't
night.
Don't stay up.
At this stage in the investigation, authorities wrote, the investigation, it's clear that this is a domestic-related double murder-suicide.
I've been saying that the whole time.
Double murder-homicide.
Groover
what
and Ryder.
Happens when you come inside
of your boyfriend.
Groover.
I want to come inside. I want to come inside. My boyfriend's
pregnant again.
The tiny little pussy.
Baby or kid.
Whoops. Some tiny little buns.
And
Groover and Ryder were engaged to be married and loved each other very much.
Oh,
sure
yeah.
They did.
That's always the beginning of a story about impregnating your boyfriend.
Yeah.
The suspect.
The video is paused again because I'm getting a call. I declined the call.
Let's see. The suspect's. Yeah, so saying that it could be. Okay. They were engaged to be married and loved each other very much, the suspect's mother told the news station, saying it could be a volatile relationship.
It could be, yeah. It's hard
it
to
might
say.
Be.
It's hard to say.
And the couple argued over work around the house where they and the mother lived. Oh, they lived with the mother. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's a big surprise.
Yep.
Groover's mother reportedly suspected this is what led up to the murder-suicide.
Oh, there's a story?
Very perceptive mother there.
Yeah.
She's like, obviously it was over the chores. He didn't do the dishes, so I got to kill you and myself and the
baby.
Kid.
And yeah. The baby, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Groover's mother also said that Groover took her gun. Classic story. It's always the mother's gun.
The mother killed both of them.
She never keeps it in the safe.
It was the mother. Is that the mother right there?
That's the ginger, dude. That's the groomer. That's a 2018 mugshot.
Was that the pregnant guy or no?
And that's the home where they lived with his mom.
That's a nice house to have your boyfriend. And
that's a fucking single wide. What are you talking about?
Living
dude?
With your son and your son's boyfriend is pregnant.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like when the shot went off.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good. I was impersonating the guy choking on his own blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Groover's mother also said that Groover took her gun, which she had in the home for protection, and used it to shoot Ryder.
Oh.
Family members said the couple...
Groover shot Ryder.
Family members said the couple argued in the past, and it turned physical.
Sure did.
Of course. A couple of fellas
fist fighting it out. That's all.
A couple of fellas getting rage boners real quick, yeah, dude.
That's just one thing you don't think about with like a gay relationship, like two dudes. Usually like more feminine, it but it's like they got to fight, like, because like the only reason like it's good being with a girl because they have a very different approach to like when you're upset.
You can't find out you're hidden. People can't find out you're hitting a woman. So,
and then I do kind of feel like that, right? A guy, like, do you think gay people are like swinging?
Yeah.
Or just, yeah, you have both testosterone.
Sure. Yeah.
As well. I mean, it's like gay people fucked up, dog. They got them fucked up. They got them fucked up his whole system, dog. They didn't read the article bottom to top.
They didn't read the article bottom to top. They go top bottom usually.
Yeah. Bag.
Dude,
ethnicity?
How legitimate is the pregnancy?
It's illegitimate now.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were just pretending he was pregnant?
Are you saying a man can't get pregnant? Because I'll walk off this podcast, even though we're in my apartment right now. I will leave. Take your car keys,
go to your house. Yeah.
And impregnate your wife.
Eat your wife's sourdough.
Don't you touch my wife's sourdough, man. How dare you talk about my wife's sourdough, man.
Don't think about my wife's sourdough, dog.
That shit's yeasty. Yeasty as hell.
You know how somebody used to put fucking yoga mats in their soaps? She still does.
So they were playing pretend. It wasn't like a trans male.
No, I think it was a trans male. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you not know how this shit
What made
works?
You think that?
I don't know, dude. I thought men can get pregnant. No, seriously. Like,
what year are you living in?
What fucking year are you living in that men can get pregnant? It's 2023. Anything can happen.
Dude.
Oh, here's another story we could jump over to. Man admits to raping mentally disabled child.
Let's skip
Bring
that
it up.
We'll hit that one next week.
Law and Crime. It's like our kind of website here. We just start pulling stories off of there.
Hell yeah.
I do like these kind of articles. They are fun.
They are hella fun.
Yeah. Because we can freely make fun of them. Because they've done
because
terrible
they're horrible people.
For
yeah.
being
exactly.
retarded. Yeah.
Well, I think he'd rape the retarded person. And they have retarded strength, so whose fault is it? I'm with you, Pedro.
Yeah, of course. I'm with you, dude.
What's retarded about being a pregnant man?
The question I asked? Jesus Christ, I'm a stupid idiot.
Yeah, dude, it's all right.
So, in the past, Groover had maliciously and willfully harassed victims via text and phone calls, shot holes in their windows with a BB gun.
Nice.
It was going on for approximately a year. Groover kicked a uniformed deputy in the leg when the deputy reached for handcuffs to arrest him.
That's a good movie. It just gets you out of trouble.
Just kick him. I'm trans.
How can I divert the situation? I'm going to kick him in the shin.
Kick him in the shin. He was later convicted of battery on a law enforcement officer and was on juvenile conditional release. A juvenile conditional release is what that dude did to that mentally disabled child.
True. Also, they did to his boyfriend's baby. Juvenile release, dude. Release from the world. You know what I'm saying? Juice WRLD. Rest in peace.
That just happened, right? He just died?
Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
No, it was Matt Damon who just died.
Oh, Jesus. R.I.P. Saving Private Ryan, dude.
In a newer case.
Great minds think alike, dude.
In a newer case from 2016, Groover argued with his mother, broke a bottle on the kitchen floor, and used a hatchet to break several doors in the residence.
I would continue living with this guy.
Yeah. Sounds like a solid dude.
He just needs
it was a
love.
Bad night.
You can bring him back from that.
Again, 30-30-30.
Yeah. Assertive communication.
Mm-hmm. The victim
write a log,
in that
anger
case.
Log.
Right, anger log.
Anger log, yeah. His anger log would have been crazy, dude. See, I wanted to fucking take a hatchet, rip down all the doors, break glass on the floor of my mother's house.
Yeah. But I did.
Every time I hatcheted one of the doors, I just pictured it was my mother's face.
Yeah, he's like, one entrance, like, I wanted to shoot my boyfriend and my unborn child in the chest tonight and then shoot myself in the face. But I refrained.
But I held it together.
I wrote it down. And I feel better now.
I think this is helping.
I threw fucking DiGiorno's in the oven, had a couple Coors Lights, and I'm good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, what a sad story. I feel bad for those two dudes.
Who do you feel the worst for?
Oh, wow.
The woman in the relationship?
That whole hatchet thing, the victim was on the front porch and observed Groover approaching her with a weapon which she believed was the hatchet in his hand. The victim was in fear for her safety based on actions and statements made by Groover, so she began swinging a broom to defend herself.
That's good.
Groover dropped the weapon and grabbed the upper right arm of the victim, causing a 3-inch skin tear.
You can't use a weapon, too.
That's not fair, Groover.
The victim was a 75-year-old woman.
Damn.
Who lived with the defendant for 19 years.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
Talking about a stinky pussy.
Groover said he never intended...
Sourdough, huh?
He said he never intended to harm her, though.
No, for sure.
Ever.
Just swinging a hatchet at a 75-year-old lady.
He was having a bad night, dude. We've all had bad nights.
Yeah, he didn't
get laid up. It's his worst moment of his life, and we're bringing it up. I think it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, kind of. We're exploiting it.
And the same situation. They were in an argument over household chores. And
again? This motherfucker hates chores.
So much,
fucking,
dude.
They put a fucking chore wheel that you spin on the refrigerator. He was living.
I'm not doing dishes for the third time this week again. Mom!
Hey, Riley, if I do the dishes, will you take out the trash? He's like, don't make me grab the hatchet, bitch.
I will chop up all the windows next.
You're gonna get Lizzie Borden in this, bitch.
Don't make me do it, Mom.
Damn, dude.
I'm taking out the goddamn trash. I'm not a child.
He'll turn
She's
it
like,
up.
You still live with me. You're 75.
That's women's work. Me and my boyfriend don't do that shit.
He turned into Uma Thurman against the crazy 88, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Real quick. Slashing him up.
After the argument, which included the argument over household chores, as well as the family Wi-Fi router being shut off.
Oh, I hate that. If I didn't have Wi-Fi, I would murder somebody for sure, too.
Oh, yeah. I would kick my grandma's ass, dude.
Oh, dude. I'd fucking make her eat. I'd curb stomp her. American History X, my grandma. Immediately.
Take your dentures out first,
though,
Grammy.
Bite the fucking curb with your gums, you old bitch.
I will dig her up from
the curb.
I will dig her up from her grave right now and do that to her because it pisses me off to even think. She would think about doing that, dude. I don't even care.
Your internet's out. It must be my dead grandma's fault.
Dead grandma.
Stupid
and her
bitch.
Fucking witchcraft, fucking gypsy bullshit, dude. Grandma dementia? More like Looney Tunes, dude.
So that happened. He became angry. He drove off in his 2010 BMW.
Whoa.
And 2010. Then he returned only to drive.
BMW drivers, dicks.
Dicks, yeah.
He returned only to drive through the front yard at her while she was sitting on the front porch.
That's what we got to do, dude.
He stopped.
Beamer.
I'll tell you
Beamer,
this.
Beamer, hardly know her.
I will tell you this, dude. Groomer is not an NPC. He dictates his own narrative, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
He's living the life. Grand Theft Auto style, dude.
He stepped out of the car.
Grand Theft Auto.
He stepped out of the car, opened a pocket knife, and the mother of the victim stepped between her and the running vehicle in an attempt to calm down Groover.
She did the 30-30.
She did it. Yeah. Take a breath.
But Groover, still armed with the knife, chased the victim. That's not going to stop me, bitch.
This grandma had a
I'll stab
wild
you
life.
And your mama.
This grandma could run, bro.
Yeah, dude.
The victim fled into her bedroom, but Groover opened it with a key and tried to stab her.
Jeez Damn. Louise, dude. Redheads really have no soul.
Yeah, dude.
True.
No argument there.
Yeah, you got it.
For anybody, dude.
You nailed it,
you're
dude.
The winner, Price is Right. Yeah. Jeez Louise.
The victim shielded herself by holding up a child's bicycle between them.
That's a good move.
That's weird. Yeah, where did that come from?
It was in her room.
For some reason.
She used it as her walker, actually. It's a child's bicycle.
Even so, Groover stabbed her in the stomach.
Yes.
Leaving her with
stomach.
A small puncture wound.
Exactly.
It was a colostomy bag.
Prosecutors dropped the case in 2020 for some reason.
Pandemic. I think it was a pandemic.
You think so?
The victim signed a waiver saying she just wanted Groover to keep taking his medications and receive treatment for his autism.
Oh.
He's autistic?
Apparently. I didn't know autistics
they feel
that had
that
level
late
of
late in
emotion.
The article.
That's very late in the article.
That should be in the headline.
Burying the lead.
I am 10 times more happier that that child was not born.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to be autistic to think your boyfriend's pregnant.
Look at his kid.
And right, and folks, that's what happens when you date a trans person. So,
your choice.
Thanks for tuning in.
Your choice, America.
More
E-Pause.
See you next week.
They're a bunch of crazy people.